T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Blown Off.
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Kelly is in Chandler. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out to us, and we want to figure out what's going on with Mark.
Yes, I would love that.
So tell us about Mark. How did you guys meet?
Yeah, so we actually met on Facebook. We had some friends in common, I noticed, so I added him, and we started talking, messaging back and forth and all of that, and eventually he asked me out.
Okay, so okay. You went out on this date. What did you do?
He came over to my place. I cooked his dinner. It was good, and we watched an episode of this show called The Boys. I'd never watch it, but he swore it was really good, so we did that, which was cool.
All right, and like, how long ago was that? Like, when was the last time you heard from him, talked to him, saw him?
It was about 2 weeks ago. So since then, I have called him like 3 times and haven't heard anything back. I left a voicemail, still nothing.
Is there a reason why he hasn't called you back? I mean, did anything weird happen on the date?
Not that I know of. You know, I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what it might be, and I honestly cannot even imagine why he's acting like this. Like, we had a great time on the date, and I've never been ghosted like this before, so I...
How dare him? You've never been ghosted like this before.
I don't get it. Okay. Awesome. I don't get it.
All right, Kelly. I mean, it sounds like everything's normal, yeah. Right? Sounds like the date went off just fine.
This is Blown Off with Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, we are back with Kelly, who is being blown off by a guy named Mark. I guess what they meet, they met on Facebook, right? She friended him on Facebook?
Yeah, because they had some mutual friends, and then they started talking. Finally, they came to a night for a date. He came over, she cooked, they watched, you know, some TV, and it seemed fine.
Kelly did mention minutes ago when we talked to her that she's been racking her brain about what could possibly have went wrong, anything weird that went wrong on the date, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing, huh, Kelly?
That's right, nothing. I can't think of anything.
Okay. Well,
drives me crazy.
We're gonna call Mark here. We got his phone number, and let's try and find out the real reason he's been blowing you off. So here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mark?
Yes. I don't recognize this number. Who's calling?
Mark, my name's Gunnar. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do the morning show on Camel Country 107.9, and we were contacted by Kelly. You went on a date with her, a couple of weeks ago?
Did I? I didn't have any idea.
Well, this got awkward really fast.
Yeah, you don't know who Kelly is.
Oh, no. I know exactly who she is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She says she can't seem to get in touch with you following the date.
Funny about that, huh? Huh.
Right. Okay, can you explain? Because I am now equally as confused.
Yeah. All right. Well, nothing, like, crazy happened on the date or anything like that. But, like, you know, everything that happened kind of happened after the date. So, you know.
It happened after the date. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
All right, yeah. So, Kelly slept with my brother. And I'm pretty sure that this whole date thing was just a plan to get back at him, all right? The only way I found out was I was talking to my brother, and I happened to show him a picture of her, And he was like, oh, my God. You know, like, thank God I found out.
Did they date for a long time?
Well, no, he didn't make it seem like it was a long time. But my brother said she wasn't happy that he broke things off. You know, and so he says that she kept threatening him and saying stuff like, oh, you'll be sorry for this, you know.
Oh, my Lanta. Kelly is on the phone with us, man. Kelly is on the phone. Kelly, did you date Mark's brother?
I did. I dated Mark's brother a while ago, but we only dated for a little bit, and it was not a big deal at all.
Okay, no, that's not what my brother says. No, he says that you were, like, cuckoo bananas crazy about the whole situation.
No, and what you're thinking that I was doing, I would never do anything like that. Like, do you think I would actively seek out an ex's brother to get back at him? Like, I don't have time for that.
I don't know you from, like, a hole in the wall, so I'm going to take my brother's word over yours.
Okay, you know what? I thought we really had something, and now your brother has gone and ruined it.
What? No. He didn't ruin it. You did. All right, you found me on Facebook and added me. I should have known something was weird about that from the get-go.
No, plenty of people meet on Facebook like that. What are you talking about?
No, they don't. Tinder, yes. Match, yes. Bumble, maybe, but not Facebook, man. That's like buying underwear on Craigslist.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right, whatever. You know what? I had a really great time with you, and I'd really like to hang out again. So can we just do that?
Are you being serious? No. I'm not hanging out with you again.
Kelly, did you date Mark? Did you go on that date just to get back at his brother? I mean, is that an accusation that's true or no?
No. We had, like, a bunch of friends in common. I didn't even realize that was his brother.
I mean, that's understandable.
No.
To an extent. In her defense, a little bit. Like, I have friend-requested mutual friends that I don't know. Like, I've done that. I don't think that's weird. But, I mean, you kind of got to understand that, like, you slept with his brother.
Mark, I mean, no, you don't want to give her a shot here.
No, absolutely not, man. Like, this whole thing is completely shady. The way that my brother talks about how they broke up and all this kind of stuff, like, nah, there's definitely something going on.
Right.
Yeah, we can understand that. Yeah. Kelly, you've got your answer now, so why you're being blown off? You all right?
I mean, yeah, like, he's not right about what happened, but yes, at least I know why, so I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, you guys take care of yourselves.
I was not expecting any of that.
No?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.